Being tuned in means
thank you
for our great veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Wow, two beds from the greatest TV hits of the 70s and 80s, you know, along with the Dukes of Hazzard, another show that, you know, despite their efforts to be, you know, just lots of guns, nobody ever really getting hit by any of them. I want to talk a little bit about Veterans Day and Steve Harvey. Steve, hang on a second here. Let me just reply to this. Just call back. Steve Harvey is hosting an event for Veterans Day, but today, starting at 3 o'clock, I think the vigil with the ROTC on grounds wraps up today at 3, and then I think at 4 o'clock is the ceremonies that are going on there. Come this weekend, also veterans-related, it's the Marine Corps birthday. And so I hope you can join us for that. We're going to have a great celebration. I'm told that there is a Marine who served on Iwo Jima that's going to be there. So we'll talk to our friends from the Bradley T-Arms Detachment of the Marine Corps League and the Air Force ROTC, along with the Navy and the Army. We mentioned in the news, we've got Ashlawn with events. And I think our own version of Jack Ryan, former chopper pilot Steve Harvey, is on the news on the line with us. Steve, is that you this time?
Hey, Joe, how you doing this morning? It's a bright, beautiful new Commonwealth.
Is it all that new? Is it? You know, I thought it was the old Dominion. You saying it's the new Dominion?
You know, I gotta say, I feel a little like a spoiled brat, because every time I come on your radio show, I'm always whining and whimpering and complaining about stuff. And as soon as we win, I'm all bubbly and happy.
Yeah. Well, that's why I tried to, you know, my wife was so mad at me on our election night coverage, because Glenn Youngkin had like a 10-point lead at one point. And I said, let's, you know, Fairfax hasn't reported, Loudoun, all of Northern Virginia. I said, we've been in this rodeo before. I said Glenn seemed to have a little bit bigger lead than, say, the Daniel Gates, had going into that period when the northern, counties would start to report. And my wife said, stop being such a downer, stop being such a downer. She kept texting me, stop being such a downer, stop being such a downer. I said, more often than not, Steve, I have been on the air the morning after the night before, with apologies to Shelley Berman, the comedian, doing a post, mortem on what happened. I try to balance that off, because I'm always positive and, hey, it's a great, God's given us our rights, and whether or not we've elected people who will defend them or not is a movable feast. But I'm always positive on those days, so I didn't want to be overly ebullient after Election Day this time.
Whatever psychosis you have, apparently it's contagious, because you gave it to me, and I was a big naysayer going into this. I thought there's no way we can hold these people accountable. There's too many holes in the system. The legal system for elections has been whittled away to just nothing, really. I mean, there's literally nothing stopping people from putting fake ballots in there, except for poll watchers.
And I know we want to talk about you've got a big event. You're opening up your home to a Veterans Day celebration. I want to get into that. But first, as somebody who coordinated all the poll watchers in Albemarle County, I have been inundated with people, from Tom Perriello on down, saying, I thought there was voter fraud. All these victories in Virginia must prove that that all the people on the radio were liars about the voter fraud. I said, no, it's not. It's just that this year people got motivated and said, okay, I'm going to give what I can in time and go sit and watch. I mean, it's not that it wasn't happening last year. It's just that we didn't have the bodies, the boots on the ground a year ago.
Joe, they tried. I know you've talked about it, but when Fairfax County loses hundreds of thousands of votes, right when they're supposed to be reporting it, right when.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know this, but the Youngkin staff, I guess I can give you some insider ball here. Normally, when a campaign runs, all the staff, you know, that were running around knocking doors and everything during the campaign, they're all looking at 7 p.m. on election day and thinking about the six-pack of beer that they're going to get themselves for when the election's over for celebrating. Either if win or lose, that staffer wants to go celebrate at 7 p.m. on election day. Well, Youngkin, Glenn, said, no. Every staff member of mine is going to be a poll watcher in the inner cities, in the areas that we couldn't get enough volunteers, wherever there's, you know, a potentially problematic precinct.
Smart.
We are going to send one of our paid staff that isn't allowed to leave until it's the right time to leave, right? And I guarantee you, up in Fairfax at 11 o'clock, 4 hours after all those Republicans were waiting to go get their beer, around 11 o'clock when the numbers were supposed to be posted, all of a sudden, oh, it's going to take us hours more.
Yeah.
And, right?
And it happened in a lot of places. Steve, hang on to that for a moment. I've got to run to a break here. Steve Harvey, a big Veterans Day fete coming up in Western Albemarle. I'll get into the details on that in a moment here on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Like us. Follow us. Just don't touch that dial.
You don't know where that finger's been.
Charlottesville's homepage, Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the Morning, and I got an email during the break, and this is the, you know, what I get when I vamp. I was filling time because Steve Harvey apparently couldn't hear her through the phone line, and then when he tried to call back, he couldn't get through, so I was vamping to kill time, and I really wasn't doing a professionally authorized list of things going on for Veterans Day, but Patrick, you know, heard me do it, and I guess it sounded professional enough that he thought I had disregarded the Veterans Day ceremony coming up at the American Legion Post 74. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, if you want to talk about the daddy of the official Veterans Day ceremony, American, I don't even know what the county is doing right now. They used to do something at 11 on the 11th of November, but you know, if you want this the full on ceremony, like I said, you got the ROTC wrapping it up today. Then you have some afternoon stuff going on either at Ashlawn or at Steve's house, which doesn't have a name yet. But, of course, if you want to be somewhere at 11:11 on 11:11, American Legion Post 74 there on Louisa, right there in Keswick, by the split there before you get to Glenmore. Anyway, Steve, and at some point we'll give your house a name like Ashlawn. You have events coming up for the Western Albemarle residents on Veterans Day. Tell us what's going to be going on.
Well, firstly, I'm a member of Post 74, and so anybody who has an inclination to want to experience some good old-fashioned American veterans, Post 74 is the place.
Yep.
And so they're doing it at 11 o'clock. Are they doing it at the Post 74 place?
Yeah. It's a
okay.
And you know, as we broadcasted live from, they were the only ones that really picked up the yoke of doing a September 11th ceremony. As well.
They're going to do a great job. They do a great job every year. Please, people, go give those vets some love. But if you do that, or if you don't do that, come out to my house. My house is off of Fraze Mill Road. You can email me, sharvey2@gmail.com, or you can just drive up 29, turn onto Fraze Mill Road, and I'm going to have Steve Harvey signs leading all the way to our house for our Veterans Day victory party. It's going to be awesome. It's a thank you to my volunteers. I had 28 volunteers that signed up before Election Day to man the registrar's office here in Albemarle. 28 volunteers that did it free every day for a 45-day election. That's a monumental undertaking, and they did it without really griping, or maybe a little griping. But,
you're so easy to gripe to, so.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I was the one griping. But I do want to say this. The poll watchers in Fairfax, the poll watchers in Richmond and across the state, in Albemarle, you know, that's the reason that we want. Now, you know, McAuliffe did a lot to help us win, and Biden did a lot to help us win, and, you know, Glenn did a great job picking up on all those things and putting pressure where he needed to. But then when it came down to it, when we got into the trenches, instead of letting all the lieutenants sit in the back, you know, with the carriage train, he said, here's your, you know, bayonets, go out there and fight. And they did. And they held everybody accountable. And when the steel started looking like it might happen, you know, Fairfax all of a sudden out of nowhere,
the
hundreds of thousands
drive.
Of ballots.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, this thumb drive is, who knew? It shouldn't sit next to a magnet. I don't know, you know.
Oh, just ridiculous. I've been using thumb drives for 20 years. Never once have I lost a single piece of data that I didn't personally delete myself. I don't know what happened up there, but I know that Republicans were watching because it didn't work. Whatever they planned didn't work. Somebody was in the room and probably said, excuse me, those aren't the boxes that we sealed up earlier.
Right.
Oh my goodness! I can't. I'm so sorry. Shoot, he saw. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what he was sorry about. And you probably have received a lot of these emails since Election Day, saying, "Great, now let's do, you know, beat whoever's next on the list, whether it's Abigail Spanberger or, you know, whoever it is that's of the Democratic Party persuasion that's out there." And they say, "Oh, you know, next it's the Senate or is that." You know, it's easy to say that, but I mean, this was, as you mentioned, so many layers. It was a candidate that was courageous enough to take on an issue that most Republican consultants would say, don't go anywhere near it, and then take a second one on that most Republican consultants would say, don't go anywhere near it, while not, you know, and that was taking away time on the base issues. And I was just talking to Philip Van Cleve, VCDL, you know, didn't campaign on Second Amendment the way Republicans always do. It didn't, you know, hit the taxes and things like that the way Republicans always do. So it was a courageous candidate, but also all those people that you mentioned, the door knockers, but the poll workers watching so that the shenanigans, you know, couldn't be done under the dark of night.
Joe, a 300% increase in poll watchers this year.
Wow.
That's what just happened. Anybody who with questions from outside the state, hey, you guys said that there was fraud or blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's no fraud when there's a Republican sitting around every corner saying, where did that ballot come from?
Amen.
And we all watched it coming out of Chicago and Detroit and wherever else last year. And the feeling is palpable, right? Everybody felt it. And that's why there was 300% increase, because everybody thought, if I lived in Chicago, I would have been in that room making sure that nothing bad happened.
Yeah,
and
true.
Now they had a chance to do it, and they did it, and it's a miracle. I can't believe that. I'm so thrilled. Please, people, Veterans Day, 4 to 7 p.m., my house. We're going to have music. There's going to be – it's a potluck, so bring something if you want.
What?
We got plenty –
Mean food. Okay, all right, sorry. I'm sorry. You know,
well, it is Virginia. And you know what? If it's legal, we do it. We believe in freedom.
All right, Steve, God bless you, sir. Thank you for doing this for the volunteers and all the folks who are out there working for it. What time does it start?
It's from 4 to 7. We've got Dan Gade, the Senate candidate from last year, is coming to give us a rousing Veterans Day address. We were up last night till 1 a.m. putting up signs around the county inviting people. We want the Republicans that don't normally show up to stuff. This is our victory. Come out to my house. Let's start building an organization we can be proud of. Thank you, Joe. You're the best.
All right. What's that email again?
sharvey2@gmail.com. Or you
stand up for dissident journalism.
Victor Lasler is on that plane. Why do you stand here? Why don't you stop?
Joe Thomas in the morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.